Well, it's my great pleasure to once again welcome into the studio Ben Lagus, who is really looking forward to sharing what happened on March 7th, a Wednesday at 10:17 a.m. at Palmer High School. Ben, anybody there for the event?
Oh, well, first I'd like to start out thanking thank you for inviting me back in. Now, the walkout. I am floored. I can honestly say it was phenomenal. The turnout was not at all what I expected. I think the head count ended up being around 75 students. I ended up walking out, and we also had Dr. Guyette show up and the Palmer City Police. We had Channel 11 and the Frontiersmen there interviewing kids, videos. It was phenomenal. Absolutely.
Okay, so starting right there, we have high participation. And describe the event for those listeners who perhaps have missed the video and were not able to be there. A little before set 10:17, what happened in the quiet of Palmer High School?
So the event was to promote kindness and respect and love throughout our communities and our schools. School violence has obviously been a very, very big issue in our nation, and we really wanted to address that and through this walkout. And as far as the atmosphere in the school, it was a little nerve-wracking. You could hear some kids make jokes about it throughout the day leading up to it. Some teachers were wearing orange because that was one of the signs of support, was to wear orange. So there were certain teachers here and there wearing orange to show their support for the walkout, even though they weren't allowed to participate. Just letting us know that they had our backs. And then when it was time to walk out, I think only four people in my class walked out. So it was a little nerve-wracking. I was like, oh no, there's only four people here.
Right.
And we were walking down the hallway, and just out of nowhere, it was almost like from a movie. I just heard all these voices and all these footsteps, and I looked behind me, and there are just tons of people behind walking out. And we get to the doors, and you hear one kid kind of yell from the front, like, oh my God, the police are here, and so is the news. And you walk out and you have Channel 11 there, the Palmer Police there to keep us safe and make sure everything's orderly, very nice. And it was just phenomenal. It was euphoric, almost, that whole experience.
Okay, so we've got the scene set. People are out now. And I knew that you were going to say a few words, and perhaps other people too. And so what did you say in summary?
So the three people that really spearheaded this, myself, Madison Reed, and Anna Miller, we each had our own little segment. Madison Reed started it. Once everybody had walked out, we ended up quieting the crowd a little bit and stood in front. Maddie gave a speech about why we were here, what we were doing. Then she conducted the moment of silence. After the moment of silence, Anna took the ground and talked again. One thing that she really wanted to push with this was the kindness aspect. She is all about love and kindness, and the root to solving almost every problem is to just be understanding and kind. So she pushed that. And then I ended with talking about the motto, 17 minutes for 17 lives, and all it takes to change a life is just 17 minutes. And that was the majority of my speech. I also touched upon wanting to break this toxic idea of, you know, I'm right, you're wrong. That's the end of it. And then after that, we wanted people to start meeting. It was they were a little timid at first, but us three, we just walked into the crowd and started shaking hands. And after that, everyone started following.
Okay. So 17 minutes later from the actual beginning, you went back into school.
Yes. We were given 17 minutes. That's what we told the administration we were going to do.
Right.
And out of respect, we didn't want to go over or under because the school was still running. The school didn't freeze. If there were students in the classroom, they're going to keep on teaching. So to be as respectful as we could, we were going to use the time that was given, returned. At the end of the day, we don't want to get in a fight. This isn't against administration. We all want to be respectful.
So that happened on Wednesday in the morning. Since then, what kind of feedback have you received and from where?
A lot of feedback on social media, a lot of stuff on social media. People are very proud to do what we are doing. Students are actually very, very proud that this was organized by Palmer students.
Okay.
A real big pride for the school has swelled up. And also the idea has been spreading, I would say, throughout the school. People have been posting pictures with people I've never met. There's one picture out there of some students and the police officers that showed up, meeting and smiling and talking. Everybody really is starting to intermingle and get to know each other. And I actually just got a direct message on Instagram yesterday from a lower classman. I believe she was a freshman, talking about just how grateful she was that this happened, how inspirational it was for all those in the lower classmen to see the upperclassmen taking charge and making a difference. And actually getting to see and hear that feedback was incredible, to know that what we are doing is actually, even if it's a small change or a small difference, is making that change. And
okay. Any discussion with the administration or other adults that might have been observing?
So even though the administration and the teachers could not participate, they definitely watched, a majority of them at least, definitely watched from their windows. One of my teachers, she was instrumental in inspiring us to do this. She was brought to tears through the event, seeing the kids going out there and, participating in our civic duties and standing up for what we believe. We had several other teachers and administrators saying how much they wished they could go out there. One of them said, and I quote, being a 70s child, it was hard to not jump out there and start, right, the walkout with you guys, but I'm proud that you guys did it anyway. So that was very.
So now that you had a little bit of time to digest the event, what's next?
What's next? That's the big question. I feel like we've definitely started something, at least in our own school community with this. And I want to continue riding this wave. We have a lot of participation, a lot of excitement, and I don't want to let this die out. I have, at least me and my other students are getting up with a lot more ideas on what to do. And one thing I want to start focusing on is that walkout was fantastic and it really engaged the school community.
Right.
Now I want to engage Palmer. I want to do things that promote adults to get out there and do the same thing and get the same, feelings that we had. And nothing solid yet. It's all pretty, in the early stages of development.
Mike Malevsky, and I'm here talking with Ben Lagus, who was one of the organizers for an event at Palmer High School on Wednesday morning at 10:17 a.m. Sounds very promising, and I look forward to hearing more as we go further into spring. Any last comments before we finish?
I would just like to thank everybody who showed up and anybody who supported us. It was phenomenal. I could not be any happier with the outcome, and I'm excited to working with you all in the future to help promote a safer, healthier.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Look forward to hearing from you again.